is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And
one of our favorite people.
Although I got to say this about Andy from Polina Market.
Yep.
Is that Andy and his cohorts are here quite a bit throughout the year.
Yep.
And this is always, to me, a very bittersweet one is Labor Day, because that means that you've got the end of summer. But it also means we're getting ready for the fall. And the fall is, that's prime time at Polina. If you want, you know, you're getting ready for any holiday.
Or the games.
Well, in fall, you got Oktoberfest coming up.
Right.
And that's always a big, big sausage day.
Yep.
We're doing customer appreciation on September 16th, which actually is the beginning of Oktoberfest in Bavaria.
Yeah.
And
where
else would you start Oktoberfest?
Yep.
And we will be giving away raffles. You buy something, you get a raffle ticket, you get a free German brat, you get a free root beer. The prizes are fantastic.
Nice.
A lot of food from the shop. It's a great day. A lot of people show up for it. And like you said, unfortunately, we're getting down towards the end of the summer.
And yeah.
Down the end of the grilling time. But
yeah, you know, Andy, I don't know if you've heard, but I've just redone my whole grilling profile here. And I've got the built-in grill now with the, and I got a fire pit and all that.
All right.
So I'm going to be grilling.
That's pretty sweet.
I'm grilling for Christmas.
So everybody does it. A lot of people do it all year round. And we've got the stuff for it. We got the steaks. We got whatever you need.
Oh, I know.
Whatever you need.
Oh, we'll get to that in just a second.
Oh.
All right.
Plus, you got football season, too.
And football season. Yep, a lot of tailgate people come in, which I want to mention.
Yeah.
We've got a new bratwurst, and we call it the tailgate. It's coarse ground pork and beef.
Uh-huh.
It's fully smoked. It has jalapenos in it, and it has cheddar cheese in it. And that's our new brat. That's
let's do that.
Excellent.
So it's like the cheddar brat, but it's, what is it?
Well,
it's jalapenos.
It's the whole thing. It's more like a thuringer, which is pork and beef.
Yeah.
It's a coarse ground and smoked. But we added jalapenos and we added cheddar cheese.
Oh boy, can't go wrong with those
it's
two ingredients.
Good. And then our other one that we bring out this time of year and for all holidays is the firecracker, which I've mentioned before. That's a little hotter, got jalapeno and bacon, and that's a very, very popular one. Sorry, got to tell you all the good stuff.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Tell you all the good stuff.
You got, when you walk into Polina, you got to the cases, right? You got to get through the grocery store first to get to the
cases.
Which
is phenomenal, the grocery store.
They got great vegetables, and they've got all kinds of frozen things that are made specifically, not like packaged frozen like you'd buy in a grocery store, then you know, like a big store. But they've got these things that are sometimes made by you, sometimes made by your vendors, that are these frozen stews and soups and things like that that you can do in pre-made meals that you can just, you know, thaw out or microwave or whatever it is or cook, and they are unbelievable.
Right.
And that, I mean, it's all gourmet stuff. Then here's the key. You get to the case. I just want to discuss the case for just a second. Mm-hmm. And I like to go left to right on the case.
Okay.
I like to work my way that way as opposed to, but you can go either way you want.
Sure you can.
However you want to do it. Some people like to attack the middle and then spring out, you know, to the left and the right.
Mm-hmm.
I go left. I stay with the left. Now, you got on the left, you got, you know, like your deli meats. You got your salads.
First, we start with the salads.
You got your salads.
I brought some of Grandma's potato salad and our homemade German potato salad. And you guys are familiar with German potato salad.
Yep.
It's good cold and even better heated up.
Yes. They got the best of that.
So you're going with the salads.
You got the coleslaw, which is, you got your creamy and you got your not creamy coleslaw.
Right.
And
right.
Then you got, and then there's a couple of other things in there, too, that you might, you know, like there's a chicken salad. You got, they got that whole thing worked out. Do you like any of those things? I'm drooling now talking about it. Now, you move over from that. Now, here's the thing that a lot of people come from around the country for, is they got their jerky, and they got this, you know, sort of the more exotic cold cuts and meats.
Yes, and a lot of it we make. I brought mortadella. We make the mortadella.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a peppery bologna with pistachios in it.
That's
very, very good.
Yeah.
And then we do our homemade salamis. I brought the Hungarian, and I brought the garlic beef. It's all beef. It's an all beef. And we got a summer sausage that's also all beef. I brought the Hungarian is paprika and garlic. That's made with pork. And then I brought the pepper pork tenderloin, We got a plain one and a pepper one.
And the, and they smoke the pork tenderloins themselves. Right. But if you, and I'll get to that case in just a second when you get over to there.
Right.
But if you want to, but if you want to do the stuff that's already, you know, pre-cooked and that you're, you know, you're slicing up and you're taking home for sandwiches or for what, for snacks or whatever it is. And then they got this thing that I absolutely love. It's, they're like potato chips, but they're not. They're sausage. They're like thin and they're like wavy like a potato chip would be, except
it's sausage.
Summer sausage chip.
Is
summer
sausage. Crispy?
Our summer sausage is all beef. We do it. We make it a little smaller in diameter.
Yeah.
We slice it and we let it air dry. And when it dries like a potato chip with that little bend in it and that little wave in it.
Yep.
It's like wavy potato chips.
It's like a,
but it's made out of meat.
It's crispy and soft all at the same time.
And how do you eat it? Just alone?
Just as is.
No dipping.
Well, no, you could dip it in mustard. When I do it at the festivals, I do a little squirt of mustard on the side.
Yeah.
People can dip their little meat chip in the
meat chip in the mustard. That's true. That mustard.
Go wrong,
they got the best
chip.
Mustard selections too.
That I know.
They got this yellow mustard that somehow it's like the way original yellow mustard should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the original version of yellow mustard, which apparently 100 years ago we went with just with some other thing that you know you put
something
on
something fluorescent.
Yes.
That sort of resembles it, but not really.
Yeah, we've got to have at least 40 different mustards.
Oh, I love them. And you just want to put them on everything.
And then I brought some Cornichons pickles. Everybody knows those are little vinegary ones, but we've got a whole wall of different pickles.
Too. Pickled things.
That are pickled items, too. Pickled asparagus, pickled carrot sticks, pickled
and pickles.
Oh. Yeah.
Gosh.
It's excellent.
I'm hungry.
Excellent.
I haven't even gotten to the next cases. And then you got the jerky. Now,
the jerky,
that's a separate thing because it's not like beef jerky like you get at a gas station. No, no.
Nope.
You got these big flanks of jerky, essentially, that you're slicing off of.
It's made out of the tri-tip, the London broil. That's what we make it out of. And it keeps it moist. It keeps it tender. You slice it. If you let it air dry even more, then it'll get crispy, more like what you're familiar with. But I prefer it a little softer, a little able to bite through it.
On more than one occasion, I have been there. And there's there's a line. You get a number, and then you walk around the store, and they call your number and stuff like that. But the more than one occasion I have been there when people have said, now, can I get this through TSA? Because it's people
they're flying in
and flying out.
I believe it.
With the stuff from Palina Market.
Right.
All right, hold on a second. We have a question. Speaking of jerky, Mike's got a question for Chief Meathead, Andy the Butcher from Palina Market. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Great talk. I always use the Iron Round roast for the jerky. At home,
right?
Is that wrong or
no? That's not wrong. You could use any cut. The eye around is pretty lean, though. Do you smoke
it's
or
real
do you
lean.
Do you smoke it or you dehydrate it?
I dehydrate it, but I do it about 150 degrees because I like it chewy, like you.
Right, right.
But I do it for about 5 hours. But I was also asked about marinade. I usually marinate mine for about 4 days.
Yeah. We do ours for a week.
A week.
Oh my gosh.
See,
no
he
wonder.
Just, you know what he did? He just big timed you on the marinade. That's what he did right there.
Sorry.
For 4 days. What, are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Amateur.
I didn't mean to one up you, but yeah.
No, that's great. You know, I mean, I got friends. They come out and they're like, your jerky is better than the stuff they buy on eBay. They're like,
oh, forget. I'm going to just tell you right now.
eBay?
Don't you be buying the jerky on the eBay.
That's
you go to Palina Market. Have you been, Mike, you been to Palina Market yet?
It's been a long time. I grew up on the south side.
Shame on you, man.
I live out in the boonies now.
That's
all
right.
I got to do everything on my own.
No.
Go online. We ship all across the country.
Oh, that's
good. You can go online and go follow the
it's worth the Google
instructions.
Yeah, just do that. Try this and have them airmail you. Maybe they can even drone you. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll figure this out.
Get
the drones. We'll line a market drone.
You want it? We'll get it to you.
About that.
Yeah.
You try yours.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, you can try theirs. I don't know how about
that's fair enough.
Yeah, they're not gonna try.
What if you want a crunch? What if you want a crunchy though, Andy? Because he likes it soft like you do, but the crispy. If you want crispy,
you have to just let it air dry more.
Okay.
Or get the smaller pieces. You know. The edges get drier and harder. The more it dries, the harder it gets.
Okay, so now I'm still moving the cases left to right. Okay,
yeah, we're
now we're done with the jerky.
Where are we now?
Now we're at some cash registers.
Okay. Yes,
where they've got some like European,
friendly guys.
Like European like impulse buy candies right there.
Yeah. Oh, I love that area.
Now you're at the sausages. And you got, and there's two cases for the sausages. You got the stuff that's like kind of pre-cooked, right? And then you got the fresh.
Yeah, two halves. That's right.
So you start with the fresh, and you look, you go right up and down the fresh, the stuff like, you know, the stuff you will have to cook when you get home thoroughly, right? You have to prep it.
15-20 minute cook.
Right. I like to, sometimes I boil it, sometimes I just do it on the grill.
You can simmer it first and then brown it off on the grill.
Yeah.
But it has to be thoroughly cooked, correct?
Yes, and then you get to the pre-cooked stuff, which you just are heating up on the grill. And that's where you get your firecracker and your jalapeno brat and all that sort of stuff.
Yes,
but their Italian sausage, the one that is raw, not raw, but the one that is, you know, fresh. Oh, my God. It is, I mean, it is the most spectacular of the Italian sausages. And there's great Italian sausages in this town.
Yeah, that's right. That's a tough competition.
Cannot,
but still.
Can't find it better than that. I mean, I know that everybody thinks, oh, it's German and Austrian and all that. No. They got some guy back there who is clearly off the boat, and he is ready. And they have met that guy.
You're
right.
I have met that guy.
Right off the boat.
Yeah.
He's very serious and focused.
Yes.
Because it's hard to ask him a question. Everyone else tells you and the answers to all the questions. That guy's focused.
He lives and breathes his sausage.
I love that.
It's a crazy thing. And then you're moving your way over. Now,
where are we now?
Now you got steaks, chops, that kind of.
Now we're into the real butcher world.
Oh.
Yeah.
There. First of all, pork chops are spectacular. Pork that we were just talking
about the party
about the if you want to do like just like a, I like to get those pork roasts, however size you want to do. You want a loin, you
bone
want
in or boneless, either way you want it.
The best.
We take two loins and invert them and tie them together, and you got a whole boneless pork loin.
Brings a tear to my eye. I'm telling you. I swear to God, this is food porn.
This is not fair
that we don't have a plate right in front of you guys right now. I mean, it's just not fair.
We're having phone food sex is what's happening right here. And then.
This is meat porn.
Yes. Oh, my God. And then, so you're moving off of that. You're moving into the veal, which, and again, veal chops. You don't get better veal chops than
big,
you do at Poland.
Big rib chops, big loin chops. We cut them double thick.
Yep,
very good.
Then steaks. I can't even talk about it because the steaks is just too numerous to mention the types that you have.
And you got to come in and get them, drill them up for Labor Day. I brought in a platter of the lunch meats, and it's arranged like a what would you call it?
Just very fancy.
A party tray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to let people know we do party trays.
Oh, look at that, party trays.
Hmm. If you call in and you got certain items that you want on a tray, we'll put it together for you.
It makes it real pretty.
You guys should do a food porn hotline where they can call the shop and maybe you just repeat everything you
there
just told
There should just be cameras in the cases.
Like a 24-hour webcam?
It's live food porn is basically what it is.
With the music in the background. Waka, waka, waka.
Right, exactly.
Oh, and gosh, you guys are awful.
Just with the steaks just sitting there. And then every once in a while you see a hand come in and grab a steak and pull it out. I mean, it's like, you know, the tray goes out and comes back. And you go, oh, God, no, yes! And it is
tenderize that steak.
Do you guys have like an emergency number if like you're in immediate need of something from your store? Like that's something that might be an idea for you, Andy, because
we're available.
Sometimes you just need that all the time.
773-248-6272. People are going to call that number right now and they're going to just breathe deeply into the phone.
Everything he said, just bring it on.
I'm drooling into the phone right now.
I want to remind everybody again of customer appreciation, September 16th. Come on out, get a free brat, a free root beer, get entered in the raffle, win a lot of Palina Market products, shirts and sausage. And
you guys have great swag, too. I noticed that.
I did get a chance to get over to the poultry case, but whatever. We're going to have to leave that
we
for another day.
We do Amish poultry. It's all the Amish poultry.
Right. It's very good. The poultry has never driven
juicy.
In a car.
No, they don't. They deliver them in a wagon right to the back of the shop. They come in clip-clop. Oh, chicken's here.
The chicken has never watched television. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Palina Market, by the way. It's palinamarket.com. Palina, spelled like Palina, if you're not from Chicago. P-A-U-L-I-A. I, no, I... P-A-U-L-I-N-A. PalinaMarket.com or 773-248-6272. Andy, it's always the
3501 North Lincoln.
Thank you very much. There he goes in Chicago nice right now. Go. Violetta's got the WGN Turf Treble Spots.